Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so this is in Okaloosa. A Florida man said when his family members were trying to evict him, "You can't because he's got an explosive device." He was arrested after he claimed to have a bomb when family members tried to evict him from their home. The release, the statement from the deputies said that they were called to a home off Tyner Street before noon Thursday. There was a disturbance. They talked with the guy on the phone. They got him at least out of the home's garage. And then after he had threatened his family with an explosive device and they had to get the bomb squad there, he was taken into custody. They kept the surrounding area closed and restricted traffic until it was all cleared. So he was charged with making a false bomb threat and aggravated assault. So that's, yeah, you can't, not even to family, you can't make that kind of threat like that, especially if they're trying to evict you. He seems like kind of like a squatter a little bit. Let's see this. A Florida man shoots 100 poisonous toads. This story, if I can pull it up, but I'm about ready to take this whole entire screen and throw it across the studio because it keeps freezing up on me. And I don't think I'm going to be able to hear. I'm going to do a different one because I can't get this to open. We're having some technical difficulties here. Yeah, I can't get it. I can't get it to open. Let's see. This Florida man got sucked up by a tide and capsized his boat and was lost at sea for like 2 days. That sounds horrible. See, boats. He wasn't on a cruise, but this happened over actually just end of last week. Charles Gregory, he was out for a fishing trip off the coast of St. Augustine, and the tide rose a lot faster than he thought it was going to. And so he the wave hit his 12-foot John boat, knocked him into the water. He managed to get back on board, but it really quickly took him out to sea. So for 2 days, his 25-year-old struggled to stay alive. He clung to his boat. He was basically abused by jellyfish. He was stung a whole bunch, and he was like as red as a lobster, and he was scared to death. Finally, boat crews pulled him from the Atlantic after an air crew spotted him 12 miles offshore, according to the Coast Guard. And footage released by the Coast Guard showed a dramatic rescue, and the boat was going down. So he said at night was the worst. It was freezing cold in the water. He said in the day it was horrible being so sunburned and dehydrated and hot. But he also rhabdomyolysis, whatever that is. It's a condition that causes the breakdown of damaged muscle and muscle cell contents that is worsened by dehydration. So, man, and severe sunburn. So he's on the road to recovery. Stick with us. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit getliverhelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's getliverhelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at getliverhelp.com/Dana.
Is there a memory that stands out to you right now in this moment?
I mean, probably equal pay chance after the final. And I think, you know, they're saying equal pay, but could have been saying a lot of things. I think this team is always fought for so much more, and that's been the most rewarding part for me, of course, playing in World Cups and winning championships and doing all that, but you know, to know that we've used our really special talent,
oh my gosh,
to
I'm
do something
done.
You know,
I'm
that's
already
really
done with
like
this
changed the world forever.
What's your favorite? I think it's equal pay. That's I don't want to say it exactly as I said it on break, but you know it's a slow news day when I'm talking about this dumb broad. Welcome back to the show. Top of the second hour. So I think this is actually a peek inside a cultural movement, because it's not really about Rapinoe. It's not about women's soccer either. And of course, you know, we're all talking about, she missed her penalty kick. I mean, it was just the most Schadenfreude moment I've ever seen. And I mean, she lost it and ended up 5-4 victory for Sweden over the U.S. I mean, this was the chick that got, what medal did she get? She got, Presidential Medal of Freedom or something for her activism in 2022. I just want to reiterate, she got a medal because she bitched about her vagina. No, it's accurate. You can get mad with my phrasing, but if you're angrier over the way I said it than what she actually did and got a medal for, then you're disturbed. So it's on you, not me. That's true, though. It's entirely true. You can go out and you can complain about being a chick and you're literally given a medal for it. What's funny is that she would have been excoriated and canceled if she had played against men who wanted to identify as women and run her off of her team. She would have been an activist against that because she is a scenester. She is a situational activist. She cares when it suits her. She cares when it is best to her advantage. She cares if there's benefit in doing so. Case in point, have you ever seen her speak up for any of these other female athletes who are being literally actually disenfranchised? Who are being removed from teams or demoted in the on the podiums because they're beaten by a dude who wants to wear a skirt? No, you haven't, because it's, you know, situational for her. If she thought for one sec, I mean, that's actually, the irony is that she, because she kind of gave some word salad in support of dudes who wanted to cosplay as women. So she actually betrayed her own cause. I don't know why she's being celebrated as some major activist, because she's betrayed her own cause. I mean, she's like, oh, well, equal pay. The whole thing that makes people mad about the whole equal pay thing as it relates to soccer, because we know that it's a myth when we're looking at the rest of the workforce. In fact, the main study that they base this on, and I've written about this, there have been scores of really good deep dives into this. They actually ignored the choice that women were making, and they also were trying to compare entry-level female positions with those of, like, doctors, etc., who are men, and then trying to make an argument that way. Women are starting to outpace men in terms of CEO positions, but that's a whole other story. The issue is that she's trying to say, oh, equal pay for women in soccer. But in order to say that they are unequally paid and they're penalized strictly for sex is to ignore the reality of the situation. The reality of the situation is that women's soccer does not get as many eyeballs as men. You don't see people lining the streets for somebody like Megan Rapinoe, but you do for Lionel Messi. Like in Dallas, they were everywhere. I have a friend who was like down there and was like, I just watched the team like pull, like, I mean, they were like, there were pictures on Facebook. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that. There's like this resurgence the growing fandom for the sport there. It was always pretty popular. And I think women more so than men were all, at least in the United States, played soccer. I think a third of the girls in the United States play soccer or have at one point. More so than the dudes do. But there's this growing fandom for soccer in the United States. I mean, all of that is starting. And I think some of that is also fueled by people are just tired of the politicization of sports everywhere else. And they want to be able to just support the athleticism and get involved in it. Because, you know, everybody always looks like they're having so much damn fun whenever you're watching these matches. I mean, it really does. So you don't see people lining the streets for Megan Rapinoe. In fact, she makes it toxic. I've never seen anyone actually turn people against a sport the way she does. If you want someone to oppose something, make her the face of it. I mean, she is a walking Bud Light bottle. I mean, it's crazy. And she makes it absolutely toxic. So you're denying the reality that not enough people watch soccer as women's soccer, as men's soccer. Now, what's weird is that the fault of it is the women. You have a third of the girls in the United States that play soccer, but yet you still have more people watching men's soccer matches than women's soccer matches. Something's not adding up, is it? And if you want to blame someone, blame your own damn feminists, your little millennials and your baby Gen Xers and everybody else. Blame everybody else. Or you don't have to blame anyone and you can just get the hell over it and go on with life. I mean, not everything has to be a struggle where you're a victim. I realize that that's the number one job profession in America, victimhood, but not everybody has to be a victim. And the other thing is, too, you know, like I said, you know, she was forcefully dragging people into an area where they didn't want to be. They didn't want politics with their soccer. They didn't want any of this. All of this is because she just is thirsty for attention. So the thing about equal pay, you know, women make choices. Also, the idea that, you know, they make choices, they choose, you know, equal pay elsewhere. That's what a lot of that was chalked up to. Women just by nature choose different positions and different hours, et cetera, and have different priorities than men. There was this one story which I thought was really hysterical. They had, I don't know if you knew this, so Elle Decor. Have you guys ever heard of that? No, because you're dudes. Well, the ladies, have you ever heard of it? No, because you're busy. You're raising your kids and you're paying bills. It's like this fancy bougie decorating magazine. Let me share with you this. So it goes, step inside Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird's ultra stylish New York City apartment. Now, property is expensive in New York. And so you have this Megan Rapinoe who got with a female WNBA player. My gosh, of course it makes sense. And they have a huge apartment in New York City. I mean, this is a fancy, bougie apartment. They have this whole thing. Oh, look at their big, spacious apartment in New York City. That seems like, and she's also simultaneously complaining about equal pay. While she lives in a place that a handful of average American homes, you'd have to sell a handful of them to buy. Is that not a little bit disjointed there? She lives in this bougie New York City flat, totally decorated to the nines. All the latest stone for the countertop, the latest fixtures, the latest appliances. They have very expensive art on the walls. I mean, they have floor-to-ceiling windows. It is super bougie. It's all decorated to the nines. It's featured in these design magazines. And she's also complaining, you guys, about equal pay. Meh. Because not enough people want to watch her play soccer. I mean, she lives in a pad that's nicer than a lot of most people's homes. I mean, it's swank. If you're wondering where all the marble in the world is, it's in their kitchen. Their whole damn island looks like it's made of marble. Juan's throwing some images up from this spread. I mean, super swank, dude. Like the paint job on the walls, they got a Japanese toilet, don't they? That looks like cane. It looks like they got a Japanese toilet. Uh-oh. That's a Japanese toilet. How much you want to bet that it sings to you when you approach it?
I don't see a bidet, though.
That's a Japanese toilet, isn't it? Isn't that one of them fancy toilets?
It does kind of look like it.
Looks like one. It looks like one. I'm just saying. That's a fancy bathroom. She's got a fancy pad. Kane loves, his favorite video is her missing all her open net goals. How many does she miss, man?
All of them in the video.
If you had to count all of them, all of the ones that she's taken, she's missed all of them. But oh my gosh, you guys, equal pay. We can't play it because we'll get sued by the network that first aired it, you know, because they got rights over the, you know, thing. Equal pay. Something like that. Can I get around the licensing issue if I complain about like equal pay or being a woman or something? Isn't that what happens? All I got to do is bitch that I'm a woman and I get freebies. Isn't that how it works? Meh, meh. I'm so trod upon. Meh. Give me my stuff. Isn't that all I got to do? Make it rain. Where are the goodies at? Where's the goodie room? Come on. Like, you just complain about being a chick and the goodies come down like manna from heaven. Isn't that how that works? Man. Wait, now here's the other thing. Don't they get don't they get money? Don't they get an extra money that the men earned for them? Red State has a deep dive on this. I know, we were kind of joking at first, but now it's time to get mad. So the women's whatever They wanted a share in the men's World Cup earnings. And remember, they had signed a contract. These chicks' agents didn't, I guess, show up for them. So they wanted to contest it by doing what I was just telling you about. Complain about being a woman and the goodies rained down. So now they have to share World Cup earnings. The men literally have to pay a fee to the women because they're women. The men earned $11.7 million from their 2022 World Cup performance. The women just 2.9. And they lost to Sweden. And the men lost $4.4 million. Or sorry, 23. So the women, instead of pocketing what they earned, they get to divide an additional almost $4.5 million. So every player on the men's team lost almost $200,000 per player. They earned it. They did the work, but they don't get to keep it because patriarchy, that's their patriarchy fee. They have to pay $4.5 million to the women's team because of the patriarchy. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a bunch of broads trying to convince you that the matriarchy doesn't exist. That's what it sounds like. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time. And the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, this, so X, as you know, Twitter, and I noticed now it's reposts and posts. It's not called retweets and tweets anymore. I just literally saw that yesterday. They finally changed that. So X, formerly Twitter, is commandeering different handles from people. Like they took the @music handle from a longtime user, a software developer, and that account was created in 2007. They built a big community. And now that new handle assigned to him by the company is @musicfan. So they said that they have the right to take back a username. And that's going to, you know, that's true. But at the same time, if they're wanting to foster relationships with creators or users, I hate the term creator. You're not creating nothing. Users of the account, of their services and growing, you know, these huge accounts. I think they need to be a little bit better at it than that. You can't just, you know, you can, but that's bad business to do that. So I don't know. I don't know who's making those decisions, but you know, we'll see. Also, Wells Fargo customers were scrambling after deposits were disappearing from their bank accounts. This is according to NBC. They said for the second time this year, Wells Fargo don't they debank people? Yeah, okay. They've acknowledged that direct deposits were not showing up in their customers' accounts, and some of them were in Dallas, Texas. That's kind of crazy. The representative with Wells Fargo acknowledged that deposits were not showing up on customers' accounts. They emailed a statement out just Friday morning saying that the issue was affecting only a limited number of customers, and the vast majority of instances had been resolved, and the other would be resolved soon. But when this is like the second time this has happened, and then when phony bank accounts were resurfacing there just like a little bit ago, you know, I think maybe they got a bigger problem. Maybe focus less on debanking people and more on actually, you know, making sure that you're banking well yourself. This is weird. A city mistakenly tore down this guy's house, and now they're suing him for $68,000 in demolition costs. Yeah, it's in Atlanta, Georgia. An Atlanta man said the paper had the wrong address on it, the paperwork, and it did. And they have their local news investigating. And so now the city, after the demolition, and they demolished the wrong house. Now they're trying to get $68,000 with interest in demolition costs from the guy. So clearly they're going to court. Stick with us. We got a lot more, including AI and Zoom. Stop using Zoom. It's trash. Can people stop using Zoom? everyone needs to treat Zoom the same way that that you would treat fake bacon. Like Ron Swanson just took fake bacon and threw it in the trash. You need to treat Zoom that way. Whenever anyone's like, oh, I use Zoom, I die inside. 1,000 deaths. Whenever anyone's like, do you want to, can you join a Zoom call? I want to tell them to choke to death instead. I mean, I want to say something insulting in response. Zoom is trash. It's trash. Stop using it. It's CCP owned, CCP created, and now there's a huge privacy storm because their updated terms are allowing an AI model, or allowing AI model training, rather, with your data. That's their new terms of service. I tweeted this out and someone's like, well, it's not saying exactly what you think it is. Shut up. I feel like Blanche Devereaux. Shut up, you're trash. Like, only my mom is going to understand that, who's listening. And Kane. Yeah. So, essentially now what it, not a sentence, this is what it, they do. This, the privacy concerns, they're saying that the way it is now, their terms of service require you to allow AI to train on your data. That means your facial recognition, your audio, all of it, unconditionally, with no opt-out. In fact, this is subsection 10.2. It's talking about the data. It says you consent to Zoom's access, use, collection, creation, modification, distribution, processing, sharing, maintenance, storage of service-generated data for any purpose. And they get into machine learning, artificial intelligence for the purpose of training and tuning algorithms and models. No opt-out. I mean, it's carte blanche. And it confers upon Zoom a full and total right to exploit whatever it wants to call service-generated data. And that's like any kind of user-generated info. Anything. So it gets into the company's use of it. It gets into like royalty-free. I mean, listen to this. Worldwide, non-exclusive, royalty-free, sub-licensable, transferable license. Any action that they want for the entire data life cycle. Oh my gosh. Now they settled a huge suit back in 21 for like 80 something million dollars because they were accused of violating the privacy rights of millions of people because they shared data with all these other entities. And so why do people continue using Zoom? Just because it's easy? Everyone always thinks it's not gonna affect me. It will. This is Zoom is garbage. Stop using it. So now it's like scraping all of your conversation. You can't be moved from it, and it's gonna train. It's a company that's based in Beijing, and it'll have access to your microphone, your camera, and they want to turn all of the data over to AI. Does that mean that, I mean, think of like the, like, just for a second here, like, what about like HIPAA stuff? Wouldn't, because there are doctors that still do televisits. What about HIPAA? What about television studios? Who ends up owning that? The content. Seems like a interesting issue. It's pretty broad ranging. Do you realize how many other video conference call apps that there are that are not Zoom? Everything. I mean, it's everybody needs to, like, the people over at Bellingcat even are like, yeah, we just canceled our pro Zoom account. We're not going to be. I mean, people do therapy on Zoom. There's all kinds of stuff that still happens on Zoom. Stop using Zoom. So that wouldn't that mean, too, that if you're an attorney, I'm just trying to think of all of the things that come up when because people use Zoom. Because they're trying to act like some of the defenders are trying to say, well, it's excluding some of the customer content and includes technical data. But yeah, no, I don't think so. That's the language is incredibly vague and I think easy stretch to allow that. It's completely vague as to whether or not there's, you know, any of the audio, video and chat, anything like that is excluded. So then it brings up into question, well, what about like, you know, confidential discussions, like with your attorney or doctor, anything like that. And just, I just don't like using it just because it's China owned. It's CCP owned. I've never understood why people like using Zoom. It is literally owned by the Communist Party of China. It's not hyperbole. I mean, it is. It's run by them. Why do people use it? I mean, there are people I know personally who bitch about China all day long, but then they'll hop on a Zoom call. What is wrong with you? It's trash. Stop using it. I've turned things down because of Zoom. People will be like, oh, can you like do this? No, I can't. Nope. I tell like Radio America, the executives, they like Zoom because it's easy, right? People will be like, oh, can we do a Zoom call? Nope. No, we can't. FaceTime. We have FaceTime and you can add people in FaceTime, can't you? Can't you like couch co-op with FaceTime, Kane?
Yeah, you can.
How many people can you add in FaceTime?
I think we had like at least four.
Okay, yeah.
The last time we were on.
I just think if a video call requires more than four people, then just keep it to an email, right? Because nobody cares. I can only care about so many people's opinions at the same time. If there's more than four people in the discussion, I don't care about your opinion. I just don't. I just don't have the, I don't care. Right? I hate large meetings. I hate conferences. I hate all that stuff. Put it in an email. There's literally nothing that can be done. If you have to have a group call, do FaceTime, keep it to four, get your business done, and shut up. That's it. Right? You also know what I hate? The small talk pleasantries. I just like to jump right into stuff. I don't like to sit there and go, so how was that? No, nobody cares. Just go right into it. Just go right in. You mentioned IP. The IP aspect is important, too. Golly, there's like a lot of stuff that goes into that. And also, again, just to reiterate, it's the CCP. It's the Communist Party of China. I feel like that's super important, right? I mean, that seems incredibly important.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.